He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday, August 2nd, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we picked a good time to start the show. The NASDAQ just went positive for the day. It was down 55 points in the futures market this morning. And we just saw a flash of green. It might have been the green flash right at sunset, but it was there. I saw it, believe me. The NASDAQ right now is up just a scant 25 cents, but it's at 7,707. Seven is the number of the day. The S&P 500 is down 6 points. The S&P 500 is at 2,807. It's down 0.2% this morning. The Dow, the big loser, as Trump, President Trump, that is, turns up the heat on China. The Dow is down 100 points. It was down 200 at one point in time. So we could say it's up 100 if you want to look at the glass is half full scenario. The Dow is at 25,233. Down 0.4%. Russell 2000, small cap index down a couple of points. It's been a little soft recently, but it has been a leading index here in 2018. Crude oil is down a nickel as Iranian gunboats going about drills in the Straits of Hormuz today. Crude oil is down a nickel to $67.61. Gold is down $3 to $12.24. The 10-year yield, it's hanging out right in the 3% area, just a little bit below it, 2.995. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we had we've had quite an eventful evening, night, after hours trading session, futures this morning. I feel like I've been through an entire day of work so far. At one point, the NASDAQ futures were down 55 points. And now the NASDAQ is toying with green territory. In fact, it's flashed a little bit of green here recently. The Dow remains under pressure as President Trump upped the rhetoric, upped the heat, is clamping down, threatening 25% tariffs on all Chinese goods coming into the U.S. And China so far has not flinched. But I would think that that would bring their economy, be a big hit to their economy to lose the U.S. as a customer. So we'll just have to see. I'm convinced that there will be a resolution to all this. I just can't tell you when. And then the market will be on its merry way once again. I believe the NASDAQ is headed towards 10,000 down the road. And I believe that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is headed for a much higher close a few years down the road, as long as this economy can continue to grow. At the same time, I take it a week at a time, a day at a time, a month at a time, a quarter at a time, a stock at a time. We watch things very, very closely. Well, no surprise that the Federal Reserve kept their target range for federal funds rate at 1.75% to 2%. Remember, the long time average has been more closer to 5% to 6%. They made no change yesterday to the Fed funds rate, but it's at almost a certainty that there will be a rate hike in September, as they noted that economic activity continues to increase at a strong rate. You know, we're one of the few countries in the world other than China that can make that claim right now, that our economy is increasing at a strong rate. And, of course, China's is under pressure right now. So it could be that we have the only economy in the world that's accelerating right now as China's continues to decelerate. Well, Trump administration is expected to announce today that it's more than doubling the size of proposed tariffs on $200 billion of goods from China. They're going to increase those tariffs from 25% to 25% from 10%. You've got industrial metals plunging. You've got soybean prices plunging, and of course you had the futures plunging in the after hours. Like I say, the NASDAQ was down 55 points at one point this morning. Now that was before the market opened, and of course right now the NASDAQ is down 6 points. It's all about the close, however. We'll see where the close is. Now when trade talk rears its ugly head, it's the Dow that takes the brunt of that because there's a lot more multinational selling overseas by these big companies. Now, having said that, you know, one of the leading sectors that is really emerging here in the market is the healthcare sector. And it's my guess, not only has there been some blowout earnings this week from Molina Healthcare, from Amedisys, from Centene, a few others, but I think the healthcare sector is pretty much unaffected by all of this trade talk. And I think that investors, they don't want to leave the market. They keep looking for these places to go, whether it's small cap stocks or whether it's some of the technology companies that don't do much overseas business. But money continues to flow into areas right now that are unaffected for the most part. And I would say that healthcare would be one of those. And there's some healthcare stocks in the news here today. Now, the foreign markets, oh, man. I think I made a pretty good call earlier this year when I said to get out of the way of a coming freight train. The emerging markets continue to submerge. China continues to submerge. Europe continues to feel the pain. Really, none of the emerging markets or international markets are doing any good whatsoever here in 2018, and you have to look at your own portfolio. Did your guy, did your money manager, maybe you're your own money manager, I don't know, but did you get out of the way of the train that has run over the foreign markets here in 2018? And it's not getting any better. Now, I do believe that once these resolutions come in with the EU, with Mexico, NAFTA, with China, I do believe that they'll come storming back, but in the meantime, they continue to be in bear market territory. I kept you out of bear market territory, and hopefully we'll be able to do that someday on the U.S. markets, which have been in a bull market now for 9+ years. That's why you want to continue to listen to the Best Stocks Now radio hour on a daily basis. That's why you want to get the Best Stocks Now newsletter coming into your inbox every weekend. And it may be a good idea to have a discussion with me and my team about us managing your money. Now, the team is coming to Minneapolis in September. September 10th through 13th, we are getting lots of reservations for those one-hour appointments, and the workshop is filling up fast. Now, you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Pretty amazing. I mean, we're 6 weeks away from the actual event, 5 weeks away. And we've had just a tremendous response to both the appointments and to the workshop. Well, it's jobs week. On Friday, we'll get the jobs number. Last time we had blowout numbers, that really moved the market, or last month. We get initial jobless claims today. They come in very light, 218,000. I would expect blowout numbers once again on the jobs this Friday. It's a very difficult thing to predict, but the momentum has been towards jobs coming in stronger than expected. One last little item on the economy before we take a break here. It's early, but the Atlanta Fed tracker is guessing at 5% GDP growth in Q3. That's up from 4.7 in its initial estimate from last week. 4.7% up to 5%. Now, that's just one estimate out there on the street. When we come back, man, what a busy day of earnings. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Oh, just one look is all it took. No wonder the NASDAQ has come storming back here. You only have to look as far as Apple. Look at Apple breaking out today. Oh, my gosh. That thing is now at a market capitalization. I think it's going to hit a trillion today. It is within a nose of, now that's horse Larry's parlance. This thing is exploding to the upside. Hey, Warren Buffett made a pretty good buy here. And of course, Gunderson owned it way before Warren Buffett ever did. I think you're going to see $1 trillion in Apple today. We're right there. We're at 999 is what I show, billion. Massive breakout in Apple today, along with several other stocks that come from my stable. I have several that are breaking out here today, which we'll talk about here in a moment. Bank of England is going to raise their rates. They're on the same course that we're on. The U.S., our central bank, is in a rate hiking, hawkish, bad mood. Bank of England, ditto. That doesn't bode well for the bond market going forward. The Bank of England, a 91% chance that they will raise rates today from 0.5 to 0.75. They're still well behind us, however, but they're in the same mode that we are in. Okay, well, first let's look at Tesla. I know there's a lot of folks out there that are in love with Tesla, the stock, and Elon Musk, and they don't care whether or not a company is profitable or not. It's all about sex appeal. It's all about glamour. It's all about the headlines. Elon Musk gets more headlines. He's in the news as much as the president of the United States, and he is a master at, getting headlines, I suppose. He's much like the Kardashians. Tesla stock up 9.5%. There's another reason the NASDAQ is up. The NASDAQ where is the NASDAQ right now? The NASDAQ has gone positive, well into the positive right now. Wow, something's happening and there's money coming in. And the NASDAQ is breaking out, led by Apple, which I'm going to predict is going to hit $1 trillion in market cap today. Tesla, on the other hand, reported their quarter. Their sales were up 43% quarter over quarter. I can't say their earnings were up because they've never had earnings. They lost $3.06 per share this quarter. That compares to $1.33 last year. However, Elon is saying that they will be profitable by next year. I'm looking at analyst estimates right now for next year of $2.28 in profit. Stock trading at $328. That means it's trading at about 160 times forward earnings, much bigger than Ford's market cap. I do not own any shares of Tesla at the current time, but the company is in the news today. They reaffirm profitability. They reaffirm their production targets. They're getting caught up. They're getting the assembly line moving. And apparently Tesla has enough cash for now without having to do a cash raise. So that is good news for all of the Tesla fans out there. Let's see how what the app thinks of Tesla. Okay, so the app has never seen a Model S. The app has never looked inside the gull wings of one of those SUVs. Tesla in my app is ranked number 3,334 out of 5,115. The stock is down 3.4% year to date, and over the last 3 years, Tesla has returned to investors an average of 4.1% per year, while the market has delivered 10.3% per year. No wonder the app ranks it so lowly. Okay, I've got a couple of stocks here, blowout earnings today. Let's begin with Global Payments, GPN. The company comes in and beats by 7 cents. They beat on revenue. The stock is headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, we haven't forgot Atlanta. You know, we're going to get to Atlanta hopefully before the end of the year. Minneapolis is our next trip. We've been to Sarasota twice so far this year. We've been to Dallas. We haven't forgot Atlanta, nor have we forgot Seattle. We're coming that way, too, before the year is up. We'll get to all of our locations. Global Payments is a $19 billion company. They provide electronic payment processing to consumers, merchants, corporations, and financial institutions. I own it in my premier growth portfolio. They've been growing their earnings by 19% per year. Now, we just talked about the dismal returns that Tesla has given to its shareholders. Oh, it might be a nice ride in the car, and you're saving on gas. Of course, you're paying a lot for the car. It's going to take you a while to make up for those savings on the gas. GPN, Global Payments, during that same three-year period of time, the Tesla's been delivering 4% per year. GPN's been delivering 26. Take that, Elon. 26.1% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 10.3. Over the last 5 years, GPN has more than tripled. It's almost quadrupled the returns of the market with a 36% per year average return over the last 5 years, while the market's delivered 10.5. It gets a performance grade of A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. You may have never heard of it. It's not Visa. It's not MasterCard. It's Global Payments, GPN. From a valuation point of view, I continue to find the stock very attractively priced. It's currently trading at 18 times forward earnings. What was Tesla? 160 times forward earnings? GPN, 18 times forward earnings. Now, put that up against its five-year growth rate, 17.2, and you get a very reasonable PEG ratio. That's the forward PE divided by the growth rate of 1.1. I have a $218 target price on GPN, which is trading at 117.56 today. It was breaking out to new all-time highs this morning. It has pulled back a little bit, but I continue to find GPN attractively valued, and it's one of the top performers in the market. 1 year ago, it was ranked number 11. And during that year, well, it's up 17.2%. Market's up 13.6%. Today, the stock is ranked at number 162 out of 5,115. It's been a top-ranked stock for the last year.
It can seem endless, but there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Now, my records show that Apple hit a trillion here at one point this morning, but I haven't really been watching the TV. I don't know if they said anything about it. Maybe, I don't know, according to the Market Smith, Apple hit $1 trillion here. I'm just looking at the numbers, not any headlines or whatnot. Apple is now at 205.30, continues to gather steam here, breaking out to new all-time highs, as the NASDAQ also continues to gather steam. Well, Apple not the only stock. Now remember, Apple is one of the A's in FANG, so the double A's did pretty well. Amazon had blowout earnings last Friday. Apple had blowout earnings on Tuesday. It was Netflix and Facebook that let the FANG crowd down. Google also had good earnings. So 3-2, the FANG stocks, winners versus losers. All right, I talked about a global payment company before we went to break that is breaking out. That's one that I own. I want to talk about another payment company. You know, we have almost moved away from cash entirely. When's the last time you pulled a 7 cents out of your pocket or 27 cents or, you know, a few bucks? It just seems like it's almost swipe your card everywhere you go now. Or flash your iPhone or PayPal. You want to pay by PayPal? There's not a lot of cash exchanging hands, maybe still some of the restaurants, the Dollar Trees, things like this, but I know I deal with a lot less cash than I used to. Well, another stock that I own and is having a very good day is Square. Now, Square is the other company that Jack Dorsey started. His Twitter's been under some pressure recently, but Square, which went public back in 2015 at about $10 per share, is hitting $70.88 here this morning. Square put up numbers that were eye-popping. Square earnings up 86% quarter over quarter. The same quarter last year versus this year. 13 cents this year, 7 cents last year. That's 86% growth in earnings. Their sales are up 48%. $814 million versus $551 million. That is growth of 48% in sales. 86% bottom line earnings and 48% growth top line revenue. Stock up 6.2%. We're having a very good day here at Gunderson Capital. Square is one of the reasons. Global payments is another reason. And there's yet one more that I'll get to in a moment. But let's take a look at Square for a moment. SQ. Square has put up some big performance numbers, Elon. Over the last, I kind of have it in for Elon Musk. He just bugs me. He really does. He's a promoter. He's the Barnum and Bailey, I guess, of our day, P.T. Barnum. Over the last 12 months, Square is up 150% over the last 12 months. By contrast, Tesla is up. I'm glad I have my app that ferrets these things out for me. Tesla over the last 12 months is down 5.9%. Down 5.9%. You tell me what the better stock is. By the way, Tesla is ranked number 3,333. Square is ranked at number, well, let's see, it was ranked 610 yesterday. But you go back a year ago today, was ranked at number 33. 2 months ago, it was ranked at number 134. It's always been in that upper echelon of rankings. A month ago, it was ranked number 207. No wonder I own it. Valuation on the shares. Well, now we have new numbers to deal with. They came in. They beat earnings over there at Square. They beat by a penny. They beat on revenues. They're guiding their future forecast higher. We'll see where the new target price comes in. My target price currently is $100 per share. Square is currently trading at $71 per share, but I got a hunch that that target price will probably go to $110, $120, something like that. Square is looking for 70% growth in earnings this year, 74% in growth next year. It is now a $28 billion market cap company. Here's a guy that came up with two ideas. Twitter is now a $24 billion company, and Square is now a $29 billion company. Jack Dorsey, pretty creative guy there. A couple of successful companies. And, of course, Twitter, Twitter may have changed the world. You never know. It's been one presidential candidate that used it quite heavily and continues to use it as the president. Anyways, I continue to own Square. In my, I own it in my growth accounts, both of them, Premier Growth and Alter Growth. You want growth in your portfolio? Look, you got to own growth stocks. Let's just contrast here, because there's another one in the news today, Clorox. Clorox reported earnings today. Now, I received a portfolio last week. I think it came in from Ameriprise. It had all the stinkers. I mean, that portfolio is so soggy. It's unbelievable. Now, I haven't called the owner of that portfolio yet. I've made a few changes so far, but I need to call him and talk to him today and tomorrow and just tell him, you know, you're going to be seeing some changes in your portfolio here coming up. And I think Clorox was in there. Okay, Clorox is CLX. I've got nothing against Clorox products. Clorox is a $17 billion company, but it's basically a market performer. And in recent years, it hasn't even been a market performer. Clorox over the last 12 months is up 3.6%. The market's up 13.6%. Clorox does pay a big dividend yield. Big dividend yield, that will suck some people in. Clorox currently yields 2.8%, headquartered in Oakland, California, is Clorox. I'll bet you didn't know that. They did have a good earnings report, however. The stock is breaking out today a little bit, but very dull. Look at the growth. Last four quarters, growth up 7%, growth up 2%, growth up 5%, growth up 8%. Look at the sales. Sales up 4%, sales up 1%. If you want low single digits, then have at it. But if stocks follow earnings and stocks follow earnings expectations, then you have to find the companies that are posting those earnings, that are putting those numbers on the board, and that have expectations for those earnings to continue, especially if you're in the accumulation phase of your life. Now, there's going to be some bumps along the way. Growth stocks are way bumpier than Clorox or Procter & Gamble or AT&T. They just kind of are steady. You get your dividend yield and they're steadier. You get into growth stocks, and they're going to be a little bit bumpier along the way. But look at over the years, the rewards. When you look at the 3-year returns, the 5-year returns, the 10-year returns of the growth stocks of today versus the stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear, which I call soggy stocks. Now, having said that, the market goes through big cycles. The economy goes through good big cycles. You can own some of the best growth stocks in the world, but if the economy starts to turn and if the earnings of the company start to flatten out due to the economy and start to rescind and recede, then you don't want to own growth stocks, nor do you want to own Clorox. You don't want to own equities at that point in time. But We are now in the second longest expansion in the history of America. And we're just 1 year shy of the longest expansion in history. It's been slow and steady, but it's accelerating right now. This is Bill Gunderson. I got one more big one to talk about. This one's in the medical sector. When we come back, it's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got a split market here. It has been split in the opposite direction for the last week, with the Dow being on the plus side and the NASDAQ being on the downside. And today it has reversed. It's the NASDAQ on the upside and the Dow on the downside as Trump, President Trump, ups the ante in the current trade war with China, threatening 25% tariffs on every good that China exports to the U.S. I think that would be a crippling blow to their economy. And at the same time, from what I can tell, would have very little impact on our economy. So we'll see where it all heads. There's got to be a resolution here somewhere. In the meantime, the healthcare stocks continue to do very well. I've featured a lot of healthcare stocks here recently. I own a lot of healthcare-related stocks. There's one in the news today that is having just a fantastic day and breaking out to new all-time highs. And the name of the company is Zoetis, ZTS. I believe it was spun off from Abbott Labs. They develop animal health medicines and vaccines with a focus on livestock and companion animals. Ah, you know, dogs, cats. I knew a guy that had a companion iguana that he used to carry on his shoulder. And underneath he had a Grateful Dead shirt. But most people have cats, dogs, the usual. Had another friend that she walked around the house with a bird on her shoulder. The bird would sing and she'd walk around and I don't know, whatever, to each his own. Zoetis is a $43 billion company, very sizable, headquartered in Parsippany, New Jersey, where they're very persnickety about keeping Parsippany clean. I don't know, but if they need a logo, if they need a motto for their bus benches, they know where to find me. Zoetis has had some nice growth over the years. 16% grower. Now, I don't own Zoetis. I own Zoetis in my income and growth portfolio. They have a dividend, not as big and fat and as juicy as AT&T's. Theirs is closer to 1%, but they've also offered some good growth over the years, which translates into total return. The symbol is ZTS. Over the last 5 years since being spun off, they've been a nice growth arm. They've grown and have delivered returns to investors of 24% per year over the last 5 years. Not bad. That's doubling your money every 3 years. No guarantees going forward, but this is their track record. And over the last 5 years, the market has delivered 10.5. Zoetis, 24.3. Over the last 3 years, 22% per year. Market 10.3, more than double the returns of the S&P 500. That's called alpha. The difference between the return of the stock and the return of the market is called alpha. I write for Seeking Alpha. I will have a new article, two new articles out there fairly soon. We're working on one now on a healthcare stock. And then, generally speaking, I talk about the week in the market. All right, over the last 12 months, Zoetis, ZTS, up 39%, the market up 13.6%. So Zoetis has turned in some very good numbers. Now let's look at it from a value proposition. Now, it's not the cheapest stock in the entire market, but then neither is Tesla, which is trading at 160 times forward earnings. Zoetis is trading, by contrast, at 25 times forward earnings. A lot cheaper than 160. Zoetis is expected to continue to grow by about 16% per year. So you got a PEG ratio of 1.58. I just bought some Zoetis this past week. That went out to all of my live trading subscribers. I said, you know, I already own it in my income and growth account, but I've had some new people come in recently in said account, and I'm buying it for them today. So that's another feature. Even though I already own a stock, I have new clients coming to me on a regular basis, and when the time is right, I buy those stocks that I already own for their portfolios too. I'm very methodical about my business here. Over the last 3 months ago, Zoetis was ranked at number 99. Yesterday it was ranked at number 450, but that's out of 5,115. 2 months ago it was ranked at number 224. I continue to like ZTS. I continue to own ZTS, and I'm extremely happy with their earnings report today, which is propelling the stock very close to a new all-time high. The stock is up $3.22, or 3.74%. Now, there's a lot of other stocks I could talk about today. It's a very busy day in Earningsville today. We've got DowDuPont, there's a yawner, Kellogg of Battle Creek, T-Mobile, Aetna, my fertilizer stock's doing well, CF Industries, wow, it's doing very well, CF Industries, Teladoc, how's Teladoc doing? Teladoc's one in my premier growth portfolio, Teladoc's okay, it's up 2.8%. So anyways, a very busy day. One other one, Dexcom. Let's see how Dexcom's doing. I think it's really exploding. Yes, it is. One of the biggest winners of the day, up 25%. New all-time high for Dexcom. So you know what? If you're sitting on the sidelines watching all this action go by, why don't you get on board? This has been going for 9 years. I think it still has a few years left. You got to make hay while the sun is shining, because it does not always shine. And there will be a time to protect the harvest. But that time is not now, not yet. If you'd like to talk to me, whether you're in the accumulation phase, whether you're in the distribution phase, whether you need to protect, whether you need to grow, or if you need income to live on, give us a call. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Go to the website, get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.